where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Time for the Sydney preview on this Saturday morning on RSN Saturday Race Day, and it is one of the biggest days of racing in Sydney. Three Group 1s, the Famous Handicap, the Epsom Handicap, the Metropolitan for the Stays, and the Flight Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. Let's welcome in the team. David Gately, hello to you again.
We're back.
We are back, and Lizzie Gels, you're nearly ready to go to the races. I can see you on Zoom. Our listeners can't, but you are looking beautiful as always, Lizzie. Now, three Group 1s and Nevesh Remdani. We're having a chat to poor old Nevesh this morning, and he goes, Gareth, we were predicting rain all week, and we could see the rain coming in, and it just kept on avoiding Randwick, but it looks like we'll get a nice playing surface there, good four.
Yeah, good four at the moment. Good morning to yourself and Gator and all the listeners. Yeah, it's a big day of racing here at Royal Randwick, and the skies are absolutely crystal clear blue skies. The track's a good four. We only had 3.2 millimetres of rain last night, and we were predicted to have a lot more. So, look, I think at the moment we're in really good form for today. It might play a little bit quick because the conditions are really good. Looking at this sunshine and, you know, blistering down, but we'll just have to wait and assess a few races and then play on from there.
Tommy Berry's not with us today because he's back riding, so we wish Tommy the best of luck. The Midway Handicap, the first race over the 1,000 and benchmark 78. Scratchings are clear. You've got Lancaster Bomber at $9. Oh, Please Diana at $7. Capital Rain is just in winning form at the moment. It's the $3.50 favourite. Ashima's at $5.50. Delexo at $8. And those are the horses under double figures here, Gator.
Yeah, look, I've lent to Ashima here. I just thought she went up perhaps a little bit of value in a competitive race. She didn't jump cleanly fresh, ended up way back, made up a stacking round. It's pretty deep, benchmark 78, against the older horses. Her splits and overall time, really good on the day. Enclarage was behind her. Now, we can easily tie that horse in through Capital Rain, who's the favourite. He's unbeaten this prep, of course, Capital Rain. He led and he ran well the time he was beaten. He was pressured. A really strong win in the Hurricane in Newcastle, fast time. The runner-up was only two lengths off in Farage back early September. So there you go, that ties them sort of together to some extent. Lancaster Bomber went up a big price. She was a figure run last time in wide. On the Geist King of Sparta form, he could certainly win this. And Delexo next. 5-4-1-7 the first.
5-4-1-7 for Gator in the first. Do we expect any improvement from any of these horses here in the first in the Midway, Lizzie?
Yeah, I had a chat with Annabelle and she said Ashima will definitely improve into this run. And I think the makeup of the race, the way that it looks, it does this 1,000 metres here at Randwick. It's invariably, there's a few speed horses who want to naturally go forward. And that does look as though she's going to be well suited. The key with Ashima is she's got a very short sprint. So she'll be really, they really have to, you know, Tommy knows her well, but he really will have to utilise that. He can get her travelling for as long as possible, and she has a great turn of foot, but it's very, very short. So hopefully she can get the job done. I agree with Gator and Lancaster Bomber. He was one that I think can run really well in this race. He's deep into a preparation. If he gets the speed on, he'll be charging home from back in the field. And hopefully if this track is playing how we expect it to, he will be given every chance to win this race.
It's always exciting to see the two-year-old step out and we get to see the fillies in the Gymcrack Stakes. 1,000 metres, Group 3, scratchings are clear. Coolangat is at $1.80. She dominates the betting here. Drasana at $7. Okami Miss at $9.50. And then Wild Botanica is at $8. But the favourite in all of the rage is Coolangat. Let's hear from her jockey, James McDonald.
Yeah, beautiful filly. She's absolutely bomb-proof, very well educated, as you'd expect from the Ma Eustace camp, and they sent her up a week prior to those trials, and she trialled as good as ever. Very similar to Infar at the same time, very good action, sort of good mind sort of horses. She should be very hard to beat in that sort of race.
You must be excited to see these two-year-olds, Lizzie, and David Eustace also gave this filly a really good push this morning on the first word.
Yeah, she's just so natural when you watch her going through her paces. She just looked to win that trial on the Kensington track back on the 20th of September with such ease. and she's so elegant, and she just does everything that you want to see an early two-year-old doing. And she is so similar to Enthar when you look at her and how she presents in those particular trials at that time of year, and by the same sire as well, Written Tycoon. So, look, I think she's going to be very hard to beat if she has. I unfortunately can't give you a comparison today because I didn't get the chance to have a look at these horses at the trials. But I think that if she's come on even marginally, she looks as though she's the horse to beat in this race. And another one that I thought trialed quite nicely, but take in mind, this horse had had a couple of trials, well, had one trial already under its belt, was Wild Botanica. I thought she did a really good job, and she looks like a sort of a dead set up on speed, you know, run the ragged type of filly. So I really liked the look of those two out of the trials.
Is she a $1.80 proposition, Gator?
It's pretty thin, isn't it, from a semi-awkward draw. You know, it's not a disaster. 1,000 metres round, which she did put them away really quickly. She obviously went better than a couple of key rivals here, really good time. So I've tipped her on top. I think she deserves to be favoured, but it's going to come down to individual preference of that sort of price, isn't it? Akami Miss was off the speed in the heat. Looked sort of hooked out, closed in strongly on Wild Botanica, who's here. Back here in quicker time than Coolangatta, and draws, you know, a bit kinder. Drusana beaten for speed in her heat, but really strong late. And there's Wild Botanica. So 2.74 and 11.
2.74 and 11 for Gator and the Gym Crack. The Breeders' Plate for the two-year-old colts and geldings is over the 1,000 metres. Nani is a scratching, which is the 5. The favourite Kaboo at $4.20. Then we go to Resonator at $8. Victory Moments at $4, and Sambezi River. James McDonald, also, when I had a chat to him on Thursday, gave this debutante a really good push, Lizzie.
Yeah, I think this is a lot more open. There's a lot more horses that could win this race. I'm sort of looking towards the horse that I thought trialled the best and did everything right, and I thought Victory Moments was that horse. We always have to take into consideration that he had had one more trial, like Wild Botanica, previous to everything that he trialled against last time. So that is into consideration. But I just thought the way that he sort of moved up, couldn't find a spot, then he had to come back. He did it so professionally, and then he had a tremendous turn of foot at the end of his trial. And I just think that he looks like a really nice type and very professional. And invariably, that's what wins these races this time around. But I'm sure when I have a look at them in the yard, there's going to be some that play up, some that, you know, just look better than the others, and that will narrow it down. But this race is far more open than the Gym Crack.
From a form analyst point of view, Gator, do you think that you can find an edge by analysing these trials? Are you a form guru that just think, I'd prefer to watch these two-year-olds before I really get excited about punting on them?
I know, I think there's a lot of interest in two-year-old betting in Australia. We referenced that with the Flemington reading, didn't we? And it seems to hold true. I mean, they hold really good money. People are happy to back their judgment off trials, and even before we saw all the jump outs in Victoria, people were happy to bet in on speculative sort of breeding information. So it's just another angle, I guess, for this great game. And you know, it's your money; you can do whatever you want with it. So
yes.
I think that Victory Moments trialed really, really nicely. Jumped well, and then drifted back, and sort of gave up about 5 lengths, and then quickly put them away again. So obviously a bit to learn, but does look extremely gifted. Cabot draws out, ridden to lead in a trial, went clear, and ran near 50 seconds flat. It was one of the morning's quicker heats. Psychiatrist has looked a bit green in its heat as well, won well with a bit left, and Resonator. So, look, none of them went poorly. So, but I went 13, 4, 9 and 10 for the record.
13, 4, 9 and 10 for Gator and the Breeders. Let's have a look at the fourth race, and looking forward to this contest as well. It's a Tab Handicap Benchmark 88 over the 1,600 metres. Brookspire the 9 and Cordia the 5 come out. Geez, Bjorn Baker was confident with Kiss the Bride yesterday when I had a chat to him on the Metro Form Express on RSN Central. Kiss the Bride's the 390 favourite. Big Boy Roy at $4.80. And then we go to Wairi Falls at $6.50. Taxu is a $6 chance, and Five Kingdom here, Gator, at $8.50.
Yeah, look, I think just thinking can run well at a nice price, around double figures at last look. He held his ground in the Cameron Handicap Fresh. He was beaten, he hasn't been in Benchmark 88 grade since his second up run last spring. Now, that day, he won. and he beat Fun Fact, and he beat Think It Over. Look, it's not easy with 61, but I think it's the wrong price. Kiss the Bride, positive ride third up, led, slipped away. It was a look, it was a fabulous day to be a leader, but did easily beat People Arroyo, a key rival here. And El Maha, huh? I don't know when to stop with that name, but look, his run was very good last time. He's never on the track. I can't believe he went up 33-1 either. So anyway, a race I'm keen to play. Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. El Maha, ha, ha. Lizzie. Ha. Yes.
Just two ha ha's.
Two
he's
ha-ha.
Actually my numbers. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. I thought his run was great last start. He hasn't drawn very well at all at each of his runs. Second up, I should say, at Randwick, he drew 13. And then at Kembla, he drew 11. And, you know, it's so hard to come from right off the speed in that race. That was that Love Tap race. And I thought he ran really, really well. And at the double figure odds with a kinder draw today, Rachel King aboard, I think he's going to run really well. Of the improvers, Big Boy Roy, he's one that can definitely improve. But the makeup of this race, it's just how much speed they generate. Chris DeBride, Monsoor Sissou, Just Thinking, Taxu. It looks like there's potentially good speed, so it might be nice to look for a few back markers like Big Boy Roy and El Maha.
The Hill Stakes over the 2,000 metres, Wait for Age. That's race number 5 on the program. Geez, it's great to catch up with Kerry Parker. He gives you terrific insights, and he says that Think It Over's done nothing wrong. He's the short price favourite at $1.85. He also said that Don Luigi's worth an each way punt at $23. In fact, he said something each way on that galloper in that first race. But Think It Over's at $1.85. Very Elegant, of course, he is a scratching here, Lizzie, and Shared Ambition around that $5 mark as well. I think one of the most interesting runners is Kaihei Natik. It's the former Japanese runner, of course. His brother was pretty handy, Lizzie, and I think he comes to Sydney for the first time this preparation.
But no, he actually ran first up in Sydney.
He did, yes.
He did. He ran in the Winx Stakes and he ran fourth, and he created such a impression on that day. And I saw when he ran in the Mackay Bidiva, his sectionals are really solid, so Lion Gator can probably elaborate a lot more on that. I would say that the quote that Kerry Parker said, that Think It Over is one of the top weight for age horses in the country at the moment, is correct. And that's why he's so short in the market, and he's been placed to perfection in a race like this. So he does look really hard to beat. I do, however, like Shared Ambition as well in this race. I think that he's a horse that gets better as his racing progresses. He's run two solid fifths this preparation. And he's always won. When I saw him first up, he was carrying a lot of condition. And I didn't see him in the Kingston Town, but I would suspect that this will be his top performance run, and he can run really well. So Think It Over deserves to be favourite. Shared Ambition is somewhere in the mix. And K.I. Nautic, obviously coming back off that Melbourne run, I suspect will run very well.
When you're coaching your footy side, Think It Over would be nearly the first pick, Gator. He's got a big heart, never let you down.
That's the thing, isn't it? He never runs poorly, ever, and a terrific run last time, given he was three wide. He matched motors, was very elegant. He went under a length. It was that day where you really had to be closer to the fence. It was a terrific run. Now, in saying all that, I think Nautique should be a lot closer to him in the betting. I mean, he ran straight past Nick It Over, you know, in a messy sort of wing stakes, and then went to the Turnbull. He was back at the 400. He was under the whip, going nowhere. Watch his last 100. It was lovely work. I mean, he's desperate for 2,000 metres. I think they were considering going to the Turak. I was very keen to lay him staying at 1,600. But getting to 2,000 metres is the key, I think. Big danger. As I say, should be closer together. Duas, lovely return in the Cameron from her. Now, you can tie her for me to Hungry Heart. Hungry Heart ran really well in that week's stakes. Shared Ambition next. But I think it's 1, 2, 8 mainly from 3.
1, 2, 8, and 3 for Gator in the Hill Stakes. Let's have a look at race number 6. This is the Premier Stakes. Splintex will be hard to beat. Mark Noonan was confident with his chances in the Gilguy at Flemington, so he comes out of the Premier Stakes. You've got Masked Crusader at $2.30. I'm excited to see what he can do on a good full track this afternoon. Rothfires at $3.70. Lost and Running at $5. Let's hear what Robbie Heathcote had to say regarding the chances of Rothfire.
His work's been great. If he's taken that improvement, and once again, I mean, the weather could play an important factor in the race. I just hope it's not too wet. It was, as I said, it was bordering heavy 8. If we were on something that not too soft, and I think he'd be hard to beat.
He got his wish, Rob, so it's a good four there at Randwick. I'm fascinated to hear your comments from the yard for this race, Lizzie.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing how he is. I didn't see him first up, but that long time off the scene, he's got to have naturally improved, even if they had him as forward as they possibly could for that first up run, and that's got to put him somewhere in the mix. I haven't seen him since he disappointingly broke down in the Golden Rose last year, and he was always a great type then, so seeing him today is going to be one of the treats. This is a great race. There's so many horses who... Well, lost and running, he's got to really stand up again. He was very disappointing first up. Obviously, he gets on back on top of the ground in a race where it doesn't have the depth that it had last time. Mars Crusader is the best horse in this race, but he's got that terrible habit of stepping away slowly. And if everything doesn't go his way, then, you know, that can play against him. But we know that he'll be rattling home from back in the field, and he'll be hitting the line as strong as anything else in this race. So I would be inclined to go with Mars Crusader is the winner, but there's a few horses that need to put their hand up today to say that they are going to be competitive in an Everest.
Be interesting pre-game speeches if you're the coach here, Gator, with a few of these, especially Mars Crusader. Geez, he can't keep giving his opposition a five-goal head start as you head into that quarter time break.
It's his greatest Achilles heel at the moment, isn't it? Both runs this prep, he hasn't been brilliant away, and now you're asked to take a pretty short close. I think 1,200 helps. I'm just hopeful from that draw he can just jump cleanly and be within 5 lengths rather than 10. I think that'll be the difference. Look, I'm a big Ross Fire fan. I actually tipped him first up, but once the track was downgraded to soft 7 or something, he blew like a north wind and actually stuck on really well. Hooked out wide in that worst part of the track. That's where Mars Crusader was as well. Lost and running, forgive that shorts run, wide, lame. The trial prior to that was fabulous. And Jonker, forgive that first up run as well. Had some lameness and some respiratory issues. His trial before that was also terrific. So can't wait for the race. 1-5-7-4.
1-5-7-4 there for Gator in the Premier Stakes. Let's have a look at the first of the Group 1s. The Darley Flight Stakes over the 1,600 metres for the three-year-old fillies. Yearning comes to Melbourne. It's a scratching Fangirl. The 12 is out. You've got Four Moves Ahead at $5. Mallory at $5. Swift Witness at $6.50. She's All Class at $8.50. Star Ontes at $4.20. The Queensland Fillies, the market leader. Von Trapp's a $9 hope as well. Let's hear what Adrian Bott has to say about Swift Witness.
Yeah, I thought she ran the race out strongly there, the 400 metres last start. I know the mile's different scenario for her again, but, yeah, she's been prepared for it. And I think she's sort of similar profile to what we've seen of, you know, some of Gay's previous sort of flight stakes winners. So I think it'll suit her well, while she may not be a genuine middle distance horse going forward. You know, I think she's certainly capable of seeing the trip out on Saturday.
Here's Robbie Heathcote talking about Star Ontes.
Yes, there is that element of doubt, you know, the back up to the mile, quick to Sydney. He's only a little filly. There's a few questions to be answered, but if you can repeat that run, then she's certainly worthy of being favourite.
Can you give us an indication from the yard whether you think she'll back up Lizzie, or is it just a wait and see after the race?
Yeah, I think you can. She's not very big at all. He's absolutely right about the way that she looks. She's quite lean and light. My concern, and I'll throw it back to Gator, is was she flattered last start by coming up the rail and having that sort of benefit of having the really good speed, and she had the what looked to be the favourable part of the track, even though horses won all over the track, but she looked to get a really kind run and save all the ground?
Yeah, look, I think so, a little bit. I think it's a factor. You know, I saw in the press during the week, some were saying, oh, there was no track bias. Well, you know, and that's fine. Obviously, all opinions are different and I respect everyone's view, but when I'm doing the form, I'll be adding merit to those who came wide on that track last week and see if it equates to winners. She was the girl who was able to save ground. But, I mean, the clock doesn't really lie. Home 33.3 last 600. She was quicker than Animo. She was third quickest last 200 behind two elite males in Animo and Artorias. She had Jemea safely held behind her. Jemea's the one that beat all these, of course, in the lead-up. I think she looks like she'll rally 1600. Now, all this was done, and I was super confident. Then I heard Rob saying the family aren't really milers. She backs up. She's built like a marathon runner. So now I've lost a bit of confidence, but I'm still going to make it my best bet. Natalie was back and wide in that Furious Stakes, still surged to the line. I think she looks like 1600 should be okay. Four moves ahead, same story, but we just don't know. Von Trapp was quickest home out of all of those in an on-pace dominated T Rose. She was 100-1, but I think the run was good. And yeah, just a lot of hopes, but I'm confident the five. She's at a backable price. Let's see how we go. Danger's 2-1-8.
5-2-1-8 in the flight stakes for Gator. Let's hear what Annabelle Neesham has to say about Mwanga's chances in the Tab Epsom.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the gate. He's always or often drawn out, and I'd rather he's there than in, certainly in a big field. So for me, I'm not worried about the gate at all. If he'd drawn 20, it might be a different story, but yeah, I'm not worried about the gate. And yeah, I mean, game plan, we'll leave that till a bit closer to the race day. And, you know, Tommy knows the horse pretty well, so he won't need too many instructions.
Annabelle tells Lizzie everything, so we'll get her thoughts in just a moment. Lizzie Gels, Adrian Bott, Rio Dini, back to a handicap today. He's been brewing in weight for age races, and here's Adrian Bott talking about his chances.
Yeah, look, definitely. Like, he's in really good shape. Very happy horse at present. Coming out of the run really well. Yeah, I think he's really held his form. I certainly feel he hasn't gone backwards. Probably not a huge amount of improvement off that last run. I think that last run, certainly at that weight for age level, is, you know, the right form to be bringing in this. And
here's Andrew Lewis, because Dallas Sun's been heavily supported, the South Australian in the Epsom.
Oh, look, we think he gets in quite well. Like, I think they raised it half a kilo, so I think he jumps at 55. His form around Mwanga is there. He's, he'll be right around the mark. If he can afford it, you know, barrier 80, he should get a nice run. And if he brings his competitive self, he should be right around the mark.
It was Gay's day, and this really has become Chris's day, and he's looking for his fifth Epsom this afternoon. Let's hear what Chris Waller has to say about his runners.
Yeah, I would. Hungry Heart, definitely. She's got that class factor. She's raced at these types of races all of her career. She's only got 51.5. Reasonable draw and barrier 10. So she's clearly our top seed. The Tissue, we just don't know how good she is. She came back in distance last start to win over 1,400, which I thought was a good effort. So the mile will suit better. And of the rest, I reckon Arameo could be a sneaky chance. He's the Group 1 winner in Singapore. He's come back to Australia to continue his racing. And he's got form behind Zaki and the right horses. So he might just run a cheeky race with only 51 kilo.
How have you worked out this year's Epsom? From a yard point of view, who are the big improvers you think today, Lizzie?
Well, the horses that are going really well are horses like Rio Dini, A Tissue, Arameo, Mwanga. They're the horses that are going really, really well. They're horses that can be elevated from wet tracks. I think there's a few there that you can definitely say are probably not going to be advantaged. So it's on a fair deck. The best horse in the race is absolutely Mwanga, and the horse that I thought ran really, really well last start, who's right down in the weights, is Skylab. So there's a number who can win this race. Mwanga looks the best horse, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he comes into the yard. I thought if he'd got going on him a little bit earlier at Flemington, not being super critical of the ride, I'm just nitpicking, I think he could have beat Incentivized. So I think he's just in terrific form. The gate is a worry. I know Annabelle says it's not a worry, but I think it's a bit of a worry. You don't want to get too far back on him, and it's a big field, and that's all against him, but he is the best horse in this race, and I think his talent will prevail.
All right. Do you agree with Lizzie here, Gator, regarding Mwanga? Because there's a few knocking him, saying that with 57 on his back, taking on the horses at the bottom of the weights, he's definitely a horse that you can take on.
Yeah, look, you can. I've got him in the mix in the quaddy, but I've shuffled him down to 6 just because it is a handicap. And, you know, he's staying at 1,600 metres too. I just think, you know, if it was 1,800 or 2,000, I'd be more confident with him now. If it was set weights or weight for age, I'd be more confident with him. So
in a game of inches, you're looking for tiny little things to separate these. You can only have one on top. You can only have 1 second. You know, that's the way we do it. Look, Private Eye, I think, can run well. Obviously, you know, obviously a tough day to be wide, especially from gate five into Bill Ritchie, with the blinkers back on. He ran really well. He won the Queensland Guineas. He's one go at the mile. Hungry Heart, now the rain's missed. I'm getting keener on her. She was race fastest home in a George Main on wet ground. She's much better on top of the ground. So I think she'll run really well. I think Aramayo is the wrong price as well. Finally draws a gate. He got settled closer today. He's been flying home. He ran by Private Eye last time. Riadini will go forward from the draw probably. Ran well in this last year behind Probabile. Ice Bath, Moonga, Harmony Rose. Always a great race. 12, 6, 10 and 9 for me.
12, 6, 10 and 9 for Gator in the Epsom. Looking forward to the Metrop as well. You can scratch a few here. Shared Ambition comes out. Mirage Dancer comes out. Kukaraka comes out. And Long Arm is also out. Let's hear what Adrian Bott has to say about Otente, who's been heavily supported now into $4.20.
Yeah, look, he seems to be bouncing out of those runs and has had a really good week and seems in great order. So, yeah, not afraid to be seeing him back up here. I thought it was an excellent run there last start. He was able to settle off what was... Yeah, eventually a hot, strong tempo for the race. And I know there might have been a few question marks on him at the 2,400 metres going into last weekend, but I think off that solid test, he certainly certainly ticked that box and stepped up to the mark in that regard. So got a nice draw down the weights and, yeah, he can hopefully have it sort of pan out similar to what it did last week for him.
Montefiore is at $6.50 as well. She's ideal at $7. And then you go down to a horse like Say Rec that's had support at $10. But it's a competitive race. And we had a chat to Bjorn Baker on RSN Central yesterday, Lizzie. I don't know what you've been saying about his mare up there in Sydney, but he was like, I think there's been a few knocking her and he couldn't believe it. And I think he wants to prove a point in the Metrop. He was fired up, the Kiwi.
Oh, that's normal for Bjorn. I don't think anyone's knocking her. I think they've been pretty impressed with how she's come to hand this preparation, and she's been really good each and every run. Even though, you know, like that win last start, she had everything go her way. But yeah, the Kiwi, he does get a bit fired up, and he will be pretty fired up today, and he'll be pretty excited. I think he's from what I've spoken to him, he's very keen on both of his horses. She's Ideal and Harpo Marx, and I believe both of them can run really well. Again, this is a very open race. I would look for a horse like Entente. I think that he's now proved that, you know, that knocking that he had, that he wasn't going to get the 2,400 metres. He's backing up. He sits just behind the speed. He's going to sit behind his stablemate and the Don DeVee, and he looks as though he's going to get a perfect run in transit. So if he puts up his run that he had last start, he's going to be riding the finish. But as I said, she's Ideal. Harpo Marx, no compromise. All these horses are going really, really well, and they get a nice sort of pull in the weights. And of course, Montefilia, she's got to tick that box, which everyone says that she's a, you know, she's a stayer, or is she a shorter course horse?
All right, Gator, who wins the Metropolitan?
Look, I've tipped on Tonto. I think all those points are perfectly relevant. I had a little query on him last week at the trip. He'd only been there once before. He was in a Geelong Cup, and he failed miserably. Now, there were other excuses that day, but, you know, he's beaten 12 lengths, so it was still a query going into last week. Well, he passed with flying colours. It was a brutally run race, and he was dominant at the end of it, despite, in my very humble, not racing in the best part of the track on the day. Now, he maps well here, where a couple of his key rivals draw awkwardly. So, with a big 5-kilo swing on She's Ideal from the Kingston Town, he's the one I've landed on top. She's Ideal airborne this prep, look, there was no betting once she found the rails trail in the Kingston Town, given the pattern. Her last go at 2,500, she beat all bar a Cox Plate winner in Sir Dragon A. Attorney, I think it's a good roughie. J-Mac replacing the Apprentice. Wasn't far off. Won the Colin Stephen, this horse, when he was third up last prep. That's the race Entente won last week. He was equal race fastest home with Montefilia. It was a sneaky good run last time. I think he's a good roughie, as I say. And Montefilia, look, she just hasn't been powering to the line all three of her goes of the trip, but she's probably a better horse now, a bit more maturity. So certainly in the quaddy, 14, 12, 9 and 8.
14, 12, 9 and 8 in the Metropolitan for Gator. Race 10 will whip through this race. Benchmark 94 over the 1,200 metres. Marway, the 7 is 8. is out. Volpine, the 8, is out as well, along with the 13 and 14. Gravina is short enough here at $2.30. And then we go to Big Parade at $3.80 and Prime Candidate at $7 here. And Rocketing By, given an each-way hope as well, Gator, at $8.50.
Yeah, trialled well, Rocketing By. It's in the games. Dust, Spangled Romeo. Gravina's on top, but, gee, it must have been big money for this horse. I don't think it was $2 and change earlier in the week. It was a lovely trial before drawing the right spot first up, drew one. Unfortunately, they hooked out wider into the worst part of the track, and she still hit the line nicely. She won. She has won second up as well. Big Parade, Dane. She doesn't always turn up, but he'll give you a great sight. 12-1, 3 and 4.
12-1, 3 and 4 there for Gator. Your thoughts in the last here, Lizzie?
Yeah, Gravina ran really well last start, didn't he? Hit the line strongly. Probably if he'd stayed on the inside, he might have even won the race. But the way that he finished off, you'd suggest that he's right in the finish. And I know he's Ron Duffy's best bet, so there's a few people who are really keen on him. I thought Prime Candidate trialled really nicely. He can be ready first up, but just have to have a good look at him in the yard. And Rocketing By, I also thought, trialled up really nicely and can put up a good performance first up, especially when he's right. He's got a really good turn of foot. So watch for him, along with Star Spangled Rodeo.
Enjoy Randwick, Lizzie.
Thank you very much. Good luck to everyone. Hope everyone finds lots of winners today.
You can catch Lizzie Gels on Channel 7, also Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the day. Good on you, Lizzie. All right, then, Gator, your best bet and quaddy, please.
Best, Randwick, race 7, number 5, Star Tonte's in the flight. Quaddy wise, we'll go Star Tonte's with Mallory, former of Head Von Trapp. So 5, 2, 1, and 8. The Epsom, 12, 6, 10, 9, 7, 1, 16. Metrop, 14, 12, 9, 8, 17. And coming home pretty skinny. So just 12 Gravina with one Big Parade and Rocketing By. So 12, 1, and 3 home.
You'll get the quaddies though for sure, Gator. What about your best in Adelaide, mate?
Ah, see, now you've caught me off guard again. I've forgotten who my best is in Adelaide, but I'll text you through and you can...
How could you forget? You've only done 45,000 races once again this weekend, but you enjoy yourself on Sky Racing 1, Gator.
Should be a lot of fun today. Thank you.
There we go. There's David Gately and Lizzie Gels looking at that Sydney meeting.